Hello and welcome to the first of what will be a number of weekly videos. Each week we're going to focus on one objective, and the reason we want to focus on one objective is right now we all have challenges, and if we try and address everything at once, we're not going to be able to achieve anything. So I want to focus on one objective, one aspect, or one set of tools that will help us move businesses forward. We all right now have a lot of challenges in business, and potentially some of us personal challenges as well. So it's a very difficult and challenging time. If you find this useful, then please share it. If you would like to have a conversation with me, I am more than happy to have a conversation with you. Send me an email, contact me by phone or through this platform, and I'll be more than happy to help. But today I want to focus on the three R's, and that is revisit, review, refocus. So what does that mean? Right now we have a lot of challenges, as we know. COVID-19 has made a significant change to practically every business around the world. And too often we're focused on the negatives. Okay, let's just agree, the negatives are not helping. I appreciate you want to understand what's going on. We need to follow the news. It's important to understand. But let's try and keep in our business life the negatives out of it as much as we can. Let's identify the positives that are happening. So let me give you an example. Last week I was talking to a lady who runs a very successful coffee distribution business. Now, she distributes coffee to small independent coffee shops. And overnight, her business just stopped. She had no one to supply to. But what she identified was that actually her customers were not coffee shops. Her customers were the people who wanted a caffeine fix in the morning on the way to work, or who wanted to go and have a nice cup of coffee with some friends. That hasn't changed. What changed was her supply chain broke. So she identified very quickly that people still want their coffee fix, and a lot of people still have coffee machines at home. So she very quickly created an online shop, did some promotion, and suddenly she's got a whole new load of customers. In fact, she's actually busier now than she was before COVID-19. When we come out of this, her business is going to be phenomenal. She's going to have a fantastic direct customer business, as well as going back and picking up on her coffee shop business. Yeah, that will take a hit for sure, but she will be in a good place. Now, she's not trying to do anything other than identify the nature of the problem, and the problem was supply chain. And we're all going through that in one way or another. But remember, this is a marathon, not a sprint. And if you talk to marathon runners, they will tell you that they have to vary their training. On different days, they do different things. Long runs, short runs, hill training. But they're constantly adding and adding and building to their end objective. And that is what we need to do. We need to revisit, review, and refocus. Mindful that this will take some time, but we need to keep our eye on the prize, on the objective. We are going to go in recession. We are in recession. It is going to be a very deep recession. It is going to go down very quickly. But most of the governments around the world are putting an awful lot of money. They're taking almost a war footing in terms of how they support the current economies. So yes, we will go down very sharp. But as soon as we hit the bottom, we will start to come back up. And by the end of 2020, we will start to see reasonable growth again. So it's going to be tough. But it isn't just about COVID-19 and the current period we need to focus. We need to think about the rest of 2020. So what are we going to do when we do these three things? So let me talk about revisit. I want you to revisit not the products you sell, not the services you sell, but what it is you do. What are the values you have? What are the customers that you serve? What is it that you enable in their life? If you're in construction or property management, you don't build houses or own and rent houses anymore. No, you give people a place to work. You give people a place to live and feel safe right now. If you're an IT and software, gosh, where would we have been 20 years ago had this happened? If you're in IT and software, you are keeping companies going. You are helping companies actually make changes for the better in a lot of cases. Let's be clear. You know, other industries are going to suffer, but identify what it is you do. Not the products you sell, not the services you sell, but what it is that you do for your customers. And understand what are your core values. What do you stand for? What do the people who supply you, what do your customers stand for? What are their values? How do you match your values to their values? And when you've done that, you then should be able to identify what it is they really need. Now, I suggest you do this in write it down in list form or piece of paper. If you're good with mind maps, then produce a mind map. If you've never done or don't trust mind maps, maybe now's a good time to learn a new skill. Do this over a period of days. Put it to one side, come back to it, put it to one side. Constantly revisit what it is you do and what it is you provide your customers, not the products and services. After a few days, take that document and review it. What do you do that's changed today? What do your customers need that's changed today? What's different? And I don't mean the world is in lockdown. It's not that kind of different. That's the catalyst for the changes that you see. What is different about your customers? What is different about your company? What needs to be different about your products and services? Is your brand, you know, now in need of some changing? You know, what has changed in the message that you need to get out to people? Review your messaging. How has your supply chain been affected? How have your customers been affected? How have your suppliers been affected? What do your customers need right now? So review that. Review where your customers and suppliers are. And then refocus. Let's be absolutely clear. This is not about selling. Okay, yeah, now there are companies out there and there are customers out there and people do still need to buy products and services. But if you go hard sell, you'll survive in the short term, but you will not survive in the long term because people will remember you as the person who maximized this or saw this as an opportunity in the wrong way. You need to help people. So work through your products and services and offering. Understand what it is that your customers need. And then work through your advertising and your social media. What is your content? What are your channels? What is the message that you're trying to get through? So refocus. Take that and then look at the outcomes. Is the company you're working for the same as the company you had 2-3 months ago? I suspect there's been changes to the company. Now, if you have staff, if you have teams, whether they're furloughed or whether they're working, that too is going to have a huge impact. But right now, I need you to revisit, review, and refocus where you are. Now, it might only be a small change, but that small change may be significant. Understand what is happening in your world. This will then be what carries you through the current lockdown period, and it potentially will change for the future. But this isn't a one-off exercise. I advise customers that this is something they should do from time to time. And you should do it from time to time. Every industry is different. Every business is different. So I can't tell you how often to do it. But do this again later in the year, maybe June, and then do it again in August. Because in June, the world that we know it will be different. In August, it will be different again. And when we start to come out of isolation and we return to work, work will be different. People's working practices, working habits will be different. Commuting will be different. Travel and transport will be different. The entire working place is already changed, and it will change again when we finally get through this. So how does that impact your customers? How far back to the old regime will they change, and how much of the new regime will they adopt? So take the revisit, review, refocus for today. That is your blueprint for right now. What is you need to do right now? Then do it again. And when you do it, when we come out of lockdown and when we start to return to normality, whatever normality is, That will be your Q3, Q4 2020 blueprint. And that will dictate what happens to you coming out of recession. This is important stuff. So how can I help? If you want a phone call, a video call, or send me an email or a message to the system, please do. I'm available. I'm more than happy to talk, more than happy to listen, more than happy to focus on your problems right now and focus on how we can try and look at some recovery actions. How can you help? If this has been useful, please share it. You must know other customers, other suppliers, other companies, friends that are struggling as well. Tell your friends, your colleagues, your customers about this and how. Pass on some of these ideas to them. But above all, help yourself. This is an opportunity for you to make a significant change to your business. It's a change to address the current problems in your business today, caused not by yourself, but by other factors. But it's also an opportunity to change your business for the future. And that's what we're all trying to do here. So I want you to just do those three things. Revisit what it is you do, what it is you stand for, who your customers are. Review how that has changed. What does that mean for today? What does that mean for tomorrow? And again, do this exercise a number of times. And then refocus. This isn't about a wholesale change to your business. This may just be a very minor adjustment. It could be that you need to do something significant and then work out how to do that. But it's an exercise you need to go through. So you need a sheet of paper. You need to analyze what it is that you do today. Analyze what's changed. And then analyze what it is you need to do for tomorrow. I hope that's been helpful. If you want to talk to me, I'm more than happy to talk to you and go through ideas and discuss your problems. Thank you very much for listening. And hopefully I'll see you on the next one.